The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Already hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message. Aaron will be happy to read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, and it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, or tweet, put odds on it. Our buddy George, frequent texter, tweeter, said he just got to Monticello, Arkansas. Listen to 97.5 the whole way. He got a job there, had to leave his family behind. Says the app is the greatest thing. So, yeah, guys, that app works out fantastic. If you need something to do right now and listen and you're not in your car, check us out on the app. You can, you know, get us on Alexa. You can stream. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to listen to the show, and we appreciate you guys no matter how you're listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Certainly.
And a couple of things. I mean, I heard the Quicken Loans commercial. If you're in a position right now, guys, it's a perfect time to refinance. It really is. The rates are so low, and that's one way to save a bunch of money. So if you get an opportunity to do that, I highly recommend it. We just did it with our house. So and it's going to be a nice little savings. So and you know, try to support any of if you can, please support the guys who are still sponsoring us. It keeps us on air. And I said I'm working with John Clay Wolf to sell my Camaro to him, you know, so give me the vin.com, Carbach, all these guys, man. Do what you can to support them, because they're supporting us. Yeah, if you can. If you can't, just when you have an opportunity down the road, then do it then. So,
hey, I've got a little bit of a programming note.
Yes.
Finalized today that we will be carrying the NFL draft on ESPN 97.5. So on Thursday, next Thursday, our fair show will sign off at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And give way to the draft. Friday, our fair program will sign off at 5 p.m. and give way to the draft. And then Saturday from noon until I think 7, you'll get draft coverage right here on ESPN 97.5. And on the app, streamable as well.
That's awesome. Good job, man.
Thank you, sir.
That'll be cool. You know what you guys can do is play the poker tournament and listen to the draft on ESPN 97.5 while you're doing it Saturday. Okay. So that's when the Texans will have all their picks, is day three.
That's right.
So if you're curious how they're going to screw that up, how many tight ends are going to draft.
They are short on tight ends, you've got to admit.
713 asks, what are the odds AJ really does the Hulk Hogan hairdo?
I'm really going to try. I mean, I don't know how long we'll be here, and I don't know how long my hair can really get, because I mean, I've been shaving my head for, God, I mean, 15 years.
Well, since I've known you, which has been almost 10 years now.
Yeah, so it's going to be a test, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, I think it'd be kind of cool if you could look like Hulk Hogan. You've already looked like Zac Brown once in your life.
That's true.
So, yeah, but no, when we get back to being in studio, yeah, I'm going to do something bizarre with my hair just as a celebration, just so you guys will have something to make fun of. I've got to top the last time.
Okay, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I know, because that was kind of an accident. So trying to come up with something intentionally is going to be a little more difficult. But
part of what was great about it was you didn't realize how crazy it looked.
No, and it was the same day I had it done. And when I left, it didn't look that bad, but it just got darker and darker by the moment. But, yeah, that was, you know, that was interesting. I saw something, and I kind of wanted to get your take on this, because This doesn't make a lot of sense to me either, unless Bill O'Brien is suddenly in Atlanta. But there's a report out that the Atlanta Falcons could be looking to trade up for a quarterback.
I've heard a lot about the Falcons looking to trade up. I didn't know if it was for a quarterback. I've just heard that they're planning on trading up. Apparently, they've spent most of their you have a certain amount of contact you're allowed to make with these prospects. Apparently, yeah. most of the contact the Falcons have made is with guys who are expected to be gone by the time they pick. So the Falcons clearly think that they're going to be picking sooner than we do.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport is the one saying that they're interested in trading up for a quarterback. He said Falcons GM Thomas Dimitroff is strangely interested in the crop of QBs.
That's odd. Yeah, I mean Matt Ryan's not far removed from being the MVP of the league, and I think if you ask most Falcon fans, is Matt Ryan the problem with this team? I don't think you'd find a lot that said yes.
Well, and I mean, it's not like he's old.
No.
That's a guy who's
in his prime, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably on the back end, back nine, but it's early back nine. It's like hole number 10. I don't know, man. I don't get what that's about. Unless it's, hey, maybe we can find I take it back. He's 34 now, which that's probably more like the 15th hole.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's slowing down.
No. He's a good fit for what the Falcons do offensively. I mean, how often is the Falcons' offense really the problem, especially their passing game? When the Falcons suck, it's because they can't run the ball or they can't stop anybody.
Or they can't score in the red zone. That's been the only complaint, really, about Ryan throughout his career, is a lot of red zone turnovers, a lot of red zone mistakes, especially in key situations. But, you're not going to do better than that. Unless you think, okay, I don't see him trending downward, though.
I don't see it either.
I think you've got at least 3 more years with the guy. So, what are the odds Billy O loses his Wi-Fi signal while on the clock?
I could see that happening. That would be a pretty O'Brien thing to happen. He's basically like Munson now. It's like anything that can go wrong or if something bad's going to happen, we're just he Munsoned it. He O'Brien'd it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which, by the way, speaking of Munson, makes me think of Woody Harrelson. And I watched the Zombieland, the second Zombieland movie last night.
What'd you think of it? Yeah,
it was pretty funny. Yeah, it was good. Those movies are better than I want to give them credit for, I think.
Oh, they're very funny. And, it was really just kind of more of the first one, but it was well done. And this was back before the world ended, but Neil's Bar used to do movies on Monday night, and so we went and saw it there, and I thought it was really good. I enjoyed the hell out of it. It's just a fun movie, and can I give the people one more that's an older movie that's been popping up lately on some of the movie channels? There's a movie called Great White Hype that has Samuel L. Jackson and Peter Berg and a whole bunch. It's an ensemble cast. It is, and I thought of this when they had the Mayweather-McGregor fight, because the whole thing was they needed to get a white guy to fight the champ. And it is one of the, it is so well done in terms of how it makes boxing look, that the whole thing is basically the WWE in a lot of ways. And have you ever seen it?
I have.
I just think it's great. There's so many terrific actors. Jeff Goldblum's in it. A whole bunch of guys. I'm blanking on them, but it's really worth, if you see it pop up and you've never seen it, then it's worth your time. Very funny, and it's basically they go and find this guy who beat the champ as an amateur and had never lost as an amateur, and he's a white guy, and it turns into this whole, they're playing up the whole race card, and it's very funny. So just, if you've never, again, there's a lot of stuff out there you've probably never seen, so if that pops up, check it out. The other one, and it hasn't been on in a while, but if you've never seen Digstown, it is one of the
that's a good movie,
also,
too.
also a boxing movie and a con movie at the same time. Louis Gossett Jr., James Woods, Oliver Platt, and what's her face from Boogie Nights? I'm blanking on her
Heather
name.
Heather Graham.
Too. Heather Graham, yeah, in all her glory. So if you get a chance and those show up, worth checking out. That's about it. I watched this thing Code 8 the other night.
I haven't even heard of this.
I've been kind of looking at the top 10 on Netflix each day, which for some reason Angel Has Fallen has become like a monster hit on there, which I like those movies. I think he's a really good actor in those for action movies, and I thought it was pretty good. But it's been like number one in the country, like off and on all week long. So I don't know why that particular film has taken off, because it's been out for a while. But I watched that Code 8 was it's kind of a sci-fi movie, and it's got a little racism in it and things like that. It's not great, but it's one of the, but it's good. And it's one of those, if they'd done a little more work on it, it could have been great. The only thing is it ends like it's going to be a series, and it's not, it's a movie, but it's worth checking out. I think, you know, again, at this point, we're not exactly looking for Academy Award winners. I'm not, because I'm just looking for anything that entertains me for an hour and a half. So if you like stuff like that, basically people with powers are, you know, they have these different skills and they're sort of all rounded up and they're trying to, normal people don't want them using their powers. So it turns into that kind of deal.
I watched, I've been watching old comedy movies with my kids, and, last night I made an error in judgment, maybe an error more in remembering what makes movies inappropriate for children. I was like, you know what movie would be great? Let's watch National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh.
Not wise. Guys.
Yeah, not wise, guys. There's like, there's boobs, there's, you know, there's the nudie magazine scene. I mean, there's just a, there's way more inappropriate stuff than I remembered for children. So we had to eject on that. And my wife doesn't get mad too much about, like, what I show the kids, as long, like, nudity is kind of where she's like, okay, we're not doing that, which makes sense because, you know, she's a responsible adult. But we switched over to, the kids have been watching Sandler movies lately, and they loved Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and then they watched Big Daddy, and they've been asking to watch The Longest Yard. And I suggested we show them the original Longest Yard. They had no interest in that.
Right.
But the Longest Yard, maybe the of the ones that we've watched so far, the harshest language, free use of the N-word, which that's, you have to explain to your kids, like, under no circumstances use this word for any reason. You know, even if some of them say it to, like, sound like they're talking to their friends, you don't talk to your friends like, I mean, it's, so there's a lot of explaining you have to do. Yeah. But for the most part, it was safer than National Lampoon's Vacation. I realize now.
Well, don't show them Blazing Saddles for
no.
God's sake.
And my kid, my older son was like, "Dad, this movie was rated R." And I was like, "Really? Lampoon's Vacation was rated R?" And yeah, it is.
We tend to forget when we haven't seen him in a while.
I know. All right, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen. It's never been easier to get siding done. It's never been easier to get your windows done. And you might think, how's that possible? I mean, I don't have a bunch of spare money sitting around right now. Well, great news. Allstate has their spring special going. No payments for 2 years. You save $2,500 off all siding, 30% off all windows. And they are taking every precaution. They're taking the extra steps when they install. They're taking the extra steps when they give you your quotes. Guys, this is the kind of company you want to do business with. They've been around for a long time. They're going to be around for a long time. And if you don't have to pay for 2 years, you get to enjoy all the benefits for 2 years before you even have to make a payment. How about that? 40% you could save on your energy bills with vinyl windows over these hot summer months. That adds up in a hurry. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Let me tell you something about my life and every single change.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Tracy says, Great White Hype always makes me think Merlo Broham, the car, too funny. Yeah, and that cast, Damon Wayans played the champ. Jamie Foxx had a role in it. I mean, it was just... And even the music going into the ring, like Method Man was part of it, and Brian Seitzer from the Stray Cats was playing Danny Boy. It's just a fun movie, and I highly recommend it. And somebody said, whoever suggested Community on Netflix, thank you. That was either a texter or somebody via tweet that told me about that, and I started watching it, and it's very funny so far. And, I mean, Ken Jeong as a Spanish teacher. If you can imagine that. But it's got a good cast as well. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked y'all remember Porky's. Porky's is like one of your all-time top five comedy movies, right?
Yeah, it's up there. But, that, I mean, obviously, I know Porky's you can't watch with kids. I just forgot that there was nudity in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well, you're talking to a guy who accidentally let his daughter watch The Matrix when she was like three. So, you know, that was one of those parenting moments where you go, oh boy, because she was sick when she was young. And so I would stay up with her and give her breathing treatments and then watch movies and let her fall asleep. And I'm watching one of The Matrix movies. I think it was the second one with the ghost guys. And I hear the scream. Apparently she woke up and saw those things, and it just scared the living hell out of her. And I'm like, oh boy, great parenting there, Fowler. But, you know, she turned out okay, I think. But 713-780-ESPN. Hey, you know you had that bracket of most hated teams in sports a couple weeks ago? Did you see Sportsnot did their own list of the most hated teams, top 20?
I didn't.
Well, would you like to hear some of theirs?
Let's hear it.
At number 20, they have the 1970s Oakland Raiders, before your time, but they were, that's fair. I mean, they were pretty a-hole-ish. They have number 19, the 2011 Dream Team Philadelphia Eagles with Vince Young.
Okay.
18, the 2008
That's such a not even a memorable team. That's surprising that they would be listed.
No, it's just that I think the whole Dream Team thing, it was Vince. 18, the 2008 Boston Celtics. I think you can put any Celtic team on there because, you know. 17, they have the 83 Edmonton Oilers, which I totally disagree with. I love that team. That was Wayne Gretzky. 90s Dallas Cowboys at 16. That feels low to me. I thought, you know, that whole Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith thing, they were pretty well hated. 15, they have the 2014 to 2017 UConn Huskies women's basketball. Get out of here with that.
Oh, yeah, I was really worked up about that team.
Yeah. 14, they have the 2014 Kentucky Wildcats. Okay, that seems a little high. 13, they have the 2016 Atlanta Falcons. I guess because they're blaming them for blowing the lead. I don't think that team was all that hated.
I mean, I hated them at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Because that was the day where I probably should have made close to $20,000, and I ended up making like 17 or something like that, because all the everything I made in the first half all went away in the second half.
Yeah. The 2012 Alabama Crimson Tide.
I mean, you could just pretty much insert any Alabama team.
Nick Saban, basically any team of his. 2019 Liverpool, which you wouldn't know anything about, but I thought they were fun to watch. Okay, here we get to the good ones. 2001 LA Lakers at number 10. That was the Kobe Shaq team.
Yeah.
With three consecutive championships. So
I hated them. I wanted the Kings to beat them so bad.
And they should have. They really did. They had every chance. The 1988 Detroit Pistons with the Bad Boys.
Okay. I didn't hate them as much. Yeah, I mean, I knew them. I didn't hate them.
Here's another one. I think you could just put any year in front of this team, but the 2004 Boston Red Sox.
Agreed. I thought you were going to say 2004 Duke Blue Devils, because I was going to say, well, pretty much any Duke team that had, J.J. Redick or Christian Laettner.
1991, Duke Blue Devils, number 7. Yeah,
there you go.
Number 6, the 1998 New York Yankees.
Okay.
Because they were winning all the time. Okay. Here
For a Yankees team, to me, that's a tough Yankees team to hate. Like, that. They just had so many dudes that, I don't know, that I kind of cheered for, whether they're on the Yankees or not. Like, Tino Martinez and Paul O'Neill and Bernie Williams. To me, those guys were, like, hard guys to hate.
And Jeter, too. I mean, I like Jeter a lot. But that I agree. And to me, it's kind of like
dog.
You can hear the dog? Jeez.
Yeah. That team did have Tim Raines and Daryl Strawberry on it, though. So that's
a lot of cocaine.
Strong cocaine connection.
I like that team, just like I like the Red Sox team from a couple years ago. As much as I hate everything Boston, it was hard to hate that team because I like the players so much. All right, number 5, the 2010 Miami Heat.
That LeBron, D. Wade, Chris Bosh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I kind of feel like they should be a little higher.
I enjoyed them, but that's just me.
That's because you like LeBron and you wanted him to see him do well, which there's nothing wrong with that. Number 4, your 2017 Houston Astros.
Oh, gosh, that's such recency bias. And by the way, no one hated them in 2017.
No, they just
hated
them now.
They were the feel-good story then.
Number 3, they have the 1980 Soviet Union ice hockey team, which...
That counts?
I don't think that should count. I don't think
that should count either. But they did foreign soccer team on there, so okay.
Well, I mean, Liverpool's not foreign. They're in England. England's our friend. No, I just think that while that's probably the greatest upset in the history of sports, and with all the political stuff around it, I don't think it'll ever be topped. It's not like you can put those guys down as hated because they lost. You know, it's hard to hate losers. Number 2 is the 2017 Golden State Warriors.
That one I was waiting for.
Yeah, you knew that.
We had no Patriots teams mentioned.
Well, we're at number 1, and they have the 2007 New England Patriots. So,
all right,
there you have it.
I mean, it seems
because
like
that's the one that started the whole thing, right?
I guess so. It seems like we'd have more. They'd have more representation.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If we're going to do individual teams, I mean, you would just say the Patriots under Brady in general, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would clearly be number 1, except for baseball fan now. Couple things from the text line. So he said, I made a mistake already with my 6-year-old son that loves horror movies. I was watching a Jason movie, the newer one, and a couple of sex scenes on there that I forgot about.
Yeah, you got to remember those movies always have a TNA. And it's different. Like, when I was a kid, I watched horror movies all the time with my mom. And I don't know what kind of long-term damage it did to me. I don't feel like I'm damaged. But, my wife also grew up in, like, a super conservative Christian house where, like, they weren't even – she wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons, you know. So – and I – for me, it was basically the Wild West. So we try to come to sort of a sort of a middle ground with our parenting on this?
Well, my parents let me watch bad horror movies from as early as I can remember as a human being. So, I don't know how I turned out, good or bad, but I mean, I don't think it affected me too much. And Colts fan Jose says, I'm no one to judge on your parenting. The other day, the wife wanted to watch It Chapter 2 while our 1.5-year-old was there. We assumed she turns away eventually, but nope, she enjoyed it. So how much psychological trauma did we cause our kid? Hey, if she...
At that age, she probably doesn't understand much of it.
No, and there's like an 80% chance she's going to hate clowns anyway. So, yeah, there you go. All right, we need to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz at a couple of Texas. Jason says, A.J., you were clearly damaged, but we get to reap the benefits every day and love you for it. So there's that. And... A32 says, got the wife on Banshee, watched the albino fight scene last night. No longer allowed to watch episodes every night. Have to mix it up with comedy nights. So, yeah, I was lucky. My wife loved Banshee.
Mine did too.
Yeah, it just, and I got to tell you, that is not the best fight scene. You haven't got to the best fight
scene
yet.
You're not there
yet. There's a really good one. No, no.
But there's, I mean, there's a ton of great fights in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 07 was the undefeated Patriots team. I just think you should
the
just
almost
do...
almost undefeated Patriots team.
Yeah, well, I honestly wanted that team to win just so those damn 72 Dolphins would bleep off and we never have to hear from them again. But, you know, I mean, it's never a sad thing when the Patriots lose.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see what they do this year. I think... They certainly could be better than people think, just because I don't think with what you got out of Brady last year, there's going to be a ton of drop-off. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you saw this, but in the not-so-good news front, small business layoffs jumped 1,000% in March, which... based on 100,000 small businesses nationwide, and that sucks because we've had a decade of job growth, but they had to resort to layoffs, furloughs, and slashed employee hours, and in order to save the, in order to deal with this. And man, I just don't know, how much worse it's going to get. But headcount among small businesses fell by 3.7% in March, and That's a significant amount. It's equivalent to more than 2 million people. And I know people are having a hard time filing for unemployment right now because they can't get through.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's, you know, I actually saw a bunch of people tweeting about their checks and how the IRS is like, oh, we're not sure if you qualify. And then they're like, well, you were sure I qualified when you took my taxes a month ago or whatever. You knew where I was then.
Yeah. 713 said, just found out one of my coworkers tested positive. My employer chose to hide it until I found out, luckily, and called them out. Any recourse I should be worried about? That sounds like a Lawyer Dave question to me. Especially if they knew about it and you can prove that. And how'd you go in and work around that person?
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, I would definitely reach out to Lawyer Dave, especially if you get sick. Because, you know, that's the other flip side of it is that people are getting sick with this that don't have health insurance, which this is a bad time to not have health insurance. 713 said the roads seem busier today for some reason. I don't know because I haven't been out really. And the street in front of my place continues to be busy, and it's not normal levels, but it doesn't seem that far off. And you know, I mean, I don't know what people are up to, but they can't. And there's just construction going on all over here. We actually had landscapers come and redo our entire place. So there's people working just like nothing's going on, which is good. They get paid, but you know, I don't know how essential that really is.
I mean, my lawn guys have been coming, but I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't have to have any interaction with them. And I think the last couple of weeks, it's just been one dude. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's kind of a good job to have, really.
Yeah, and we had to have, like, our yard in the front was just a mud puddle, basically. So we needed to get new grass in there and all that stuff. And a bunch of places on alongside us had the same problem. So it needed to get fixed. But, you know, so I, you know, it's only a couple guys, and they're not within 20 feet of me, but still, it's just, well, okay. I guess we're okay with this. And really, what we're doing, if it seems to be working, you know, so hopefully it'll, hopefully this passes soon enough. DJ said, I heard about the Red Wedding. I started watching Game of Thrones. That was, you know, if you're ranking top five Game of Thrones moments, that one's in there. No question. That was one of the first real holy bleep moments of the, well, I guess chopping off, Eddard's head was probably the first one, but that Red Wedding was one of the most badass scenes, I think, not just of the entire series, but anywhere. And, I think if you watch that and you don't get hooked, then you're probably not going to like the show. But, and he also said, I thought you guys used to talk about Community years ago. No.
I've seen some episodes. I was never heavy into it though.
Yeah. It's funny. And again, it's not like we're throwing out, you know, it's not like these are all quad aces here that we're throwing out. I mean, at this point I'll take two pair, you know, and, so, I mean, it's fun and just trying to keep finding stuff. Pat in the 409 says, hey, AJ, The Water Boy is a kid-friendly Sandler movie. I'm guessing they've seen that one.
I think that's what they're going to watch tonight. I'm doing the I'm doing Barry's live thing, his live chat thing. So they're dad-free tonight, so whatever their mom thinks is okay, they're good with.
Yeah, that one's pretty safe, I think, if I recall correctly. You pretty much have them on all the good Sandler movies, and now you're going to get them wanting to watch more, and they're all downhill afterwards.
Right. They're next up, Little Nicky.
Not his best, but better than this, you know, better than 50 First Dates and some of that other crap that he did after. I don't know if it was Big Daddy was the last one that he did that was entertaining, but you know, I've tried to watch almost all the ones after it, and I get 5 minutes in, and I'm like, this just isn't funny. So,
yeah, there's some rough ones. Did you realize today is the heaviest death toll day of COVID-19 in America so far?
I did not. How many died? Five?
Over 2,500 new deaths in the U.S. today. That is roughly every 35 seconds an American has died from COVID-19. And that's with, you know, social distancing essentially kind of working, right?
I think it is. I mean, there's still some places that, and I've been reading way too much of this stuff lately. But most of this is from 3 to 4 weeks ago. It's like the people that we're finding out about now. And the thing is, the numbers, that's just the ones we know about, right? That's not people who have died from it and didn't get tested, or people. So we don't really know what the percentages are, because there's probably a lot more people that have had it and we just never knew about it, because especially in Texas, the other day I saw we're like 49th among states in tests. So I know they have it set up now in Houston where everybody can get tested, but
yeah, and I think Texas is doing, like, when you compare Texas to other states and like per million population and stuff like that. Like how many are being tested and how many are sick. I think Texas is actually less sick than most states. We've got less people getting it. COVID-19 deaths in the last 2 days, 4,791. U.S. military deaths from the Iraqi invasion / occupation, 4,491. So in the last 2 days, coronavirus has killed more Americans than the Iraqi invasion.
Yeah,
isn't that wild?
That is. I mean, because those were some big numbers. And, and I saw that one of the Navy guys on the carrier died from it the other day. So
damn.
It's not all just old people, man.
No.
George mentioned bedtime stories was okay. Yeah, that wasn't bad. That was probably the last one of his that I could watch all the way through. And Eric says, big fan of the show. Listen pretty much daily. I was wondering where I can get some Whitmire's. Can't find it in my area. I don't know where your area is, but you can go to the distillery and buy some there and
Specs.
Get some hand sanitizer. Any Specs has it, yeah. They've got everything. So, the downtown Specs is where I usually go, but they've definitely got it. So,
I've lined us up a guest for tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't want you to get too excited about this, but we've got a world champion joining the program. Maybe this guy is in discussion for the greatest ever in his field, in his particular field.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut will join the program tomorrow at 4:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They are doing a quarantine eating challenge that, I'll be honest, it looks absolutely disgusting. On Friday, this will be on their YouTube page, Friday night, the qualifying round, and by the way, you can bet on all this stuff. I mean, there are odds on, there's eight competitors, there's odds on each of them, on the eating challenge winner, on the fastest time. There's head-to-head matchups, round one faster times, fastest time to complete round one, over under 69 seconds. I mean, there's a ton of these. Will anyone vomit? Yes, plus 800. So there are eight competitors who are taking part in this. Friday night, the qualifying round, they have to eat 2 pounds of sliced bologna.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow.
And bologna's gross to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday night, I may have done this before, 48 Oreos and a half gallon of milk.
Okay.
Tuesday night, the semifinals, a gallon and a half of baked beans.
Jeez.
And then the finals on Wednesday night, 10 chicken noodle cups. So
How big are the cups?
I don't know. I assume just normal-sized chicken noodle cups.
That one doesn't seem as difficult.
It doesn't seem like that should be the finale, but, I mean, who am I to argue with this stuff? Maybe we could ask Joey Chestnut why that's the finale. The baked beans seems like the hardest thing.
Yeah.
A gallon and a half?
Well, that Oreos thing sounds pretty difficult. Of course, I'd go into a diabetic coma if I tried that. But.
48 Oreos, I could do that. Sometimes I might do that if I've smoked a little and I'm not paying attention. Oh, the bag's gone. But, Joey Chestnut will join the program tomorrow.
Awesome. Somebody asked, 3,342 total deaths in China. How can that possibly be correct? It's not.
It's definitely not.
No. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We got a gem of the day coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and want to let you know again, ESPN 97.5 is partnering with a local company, Garner Oil, to help out first responders and medical professionals tomorrow. Garner Oil is a Texas distributor for a product called BioPledge. They use BioPledge to treat the interior of vehicles. It kills 99.99% of the microbes on contact. Things like bacteria, viruses, and fungus, BioPledge actually bonds to the surface and keeps killing for 30 to 120 days. That's pretty good for right now. So tomorrow, they want to treat the vehicles of first responders and medical professionals for free. So your personal car or the one you use, they'll be set up in the parking lot at Damaris Barbecue on the West Loop North at 18th Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It takes less than 10 minutes for a vehicle to be treated. So if you're a first responder or medical professional, bring your credentials and get a free BioPledge treatment of your vehicle this Thursday in the Damaris Barbecue parking lot, West Loop North at 18th Street, and thank you for your service. Great thing that they're doing, so thanks to all of them. And, man, guys, we've got some really good people who are involved with the station. I don't know if you heard Craig DeSurf's thing earlier. So, again, this is a cool thing they're doing. It's a great thing the Whitmires are doing. You know, people are out there trying to help and doing the best they can. A couple of things before I get to the gym. Jason said, don't waste your time on the way back. I have to be honest, I have like zero interest in that movie. Have you watched that yet?
No.
Yeah. Just,
what's it about?
And that's the Ben Affleck movie. And, you know, he's alcoholic coach kind of thing. Which
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I haven't even thought to watch that.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on these alcohol movies or, you know, drug movies. I mean,
I like movies where you can be a drunk or a drug addict and you can still do something with your life. I need that.
Well, yeah, except when you go through rehab. You know, the last one of those I liked was probably that.
Oh,
there you go. That was a good one. Jeez, 5:50 p.m. No, the last one of those I probably liked was that Denzel Washington movie, Flight.
Yeah.
But after that one, it's kind of like, you know, seen it.
Denzel was playing hard in that thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I love the way that John Goodman knew just how much cocaine to give him to get him where he could balance out. I mean, that was pretty well done. 409 says, Uncut Gems, best Sandler movie of all time.
Oh, okay, my I've got God.
You've got an
unpopular opinion about that?
Yeah.
That movie sucked. That was a horrible movie. If you like movies where there's just yelling the whole time, and unnecessary tension, that's your movie. I didn't enjoy it at all, I'll be honest. I thought that there was going to be some great payoff at the end.
Yeah.
It just wasn't entertaining to me.
I'll be honest, I ejected halfway through. I hate shows. I hate yelling. I really do. I mean, what is the point? You're going to just sit there and... There was that... I don't know if you remember this old John Travolta movie, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. That's all he did was scream the entire time. And I'm like, what the hell? I don't want this. I've had to make the wife turn off shows where that's all they do. It's like, listen, if your life is that miserable where all you do is yell at everybody, you know, get the hell out. So I ejected halfway through. I thought it was awful.
Yeah, so that is an unpopular opinion. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. That is there's nobody who thought that movie was just okay. There are people who either they're like, oh, that was really great, or that movie was garbage and it's not worth anybody's time. I don't know anybody who's like neutral on that thing that's watched it. I fall in the category of that movie sucked.
Well, maybe the second half of it was really good, but I'll never
know. No, it wasn't. It was the same. The whole movie was the same.
Yeah. Sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know. And then 409 says, my local grocery store just started carrying Carbach. I'm having my first one ever as we speak. It won't be my last.
What the hell grocery store are you going to that just now got Carbach?
I don't know. Maybe it's over in the, you know, maybe it's over in the Beaumont area.
I feel like if you're in Texas, you ought to have pretty good access to Carbach wherever you shop.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. AJ, this is maybe something for you to do with your kids.
Thank you.
Are you guys doing like any board games and stuff like that?
No, that just leads to fights in my house.
Well, because you got one who cheats.
One who cheats and a dad who's way too competitive to let some kid cheat.
Well, this might be a little different because you could create the narrative here and maybe it'll be something fun for them. But there's a website called Wizards of the Coast and they're doing their part to help in this time of need. Every day they're releasing free Dungeons & Dragons resources to get you through the quarantine.
Oh, God. I can't. That's going to help me get through this?
Yeah, you can be a dungeon master. Boy. And you set it up, and then you can kind of control everything that happens to them. But, yeah, every day, free stuff on their website so that you can play Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been waiting for something like that to come along.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened to all my Dungeons & Dragons stuff because I still had it as of the last marriage. I'm pretty sure the ex just threw it all out because the only thing I wanted to keep, it was in the attic, and I had my son go look for it, and he never could find it, but I had a whole bunch of old D&D stuff, and I had a signed version of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency from Douglas Adams, who, of course, is my favorite writer of all time, and he's dead now, so never could find that. That's the one thing that I'm really pissed off that I don't have from that. But anyway, this is that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, he says he's out by Koontz. LOL, the Carbot guy. I can tell you that at that WO's by my place out there, they've got Crawford Bock, because I've stopped in there a few times and had some. 315 says, Uncut Gems was awful. He should have just shot himself in the beginning and got it over with.
Would have saved us a whole movie.
See, that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't get, like, overly dramatic movies where everything is the end of the world. It doesn't resonate with me. I mean, it felt like a teen angst movie. It really did, to me anyway.
There was a lot of angst.
Yeah. All right, well, we've already got 2 hours in the books, man. You believe that?
I'm telling you, man, the shows are going by faster than they do when we're in studio.
They seem to. You know, and I don't know why. I mean, it's at least in studio. I mean, at least we can talk every now and then, talk between segments about some things. Usually have nothing to do with the show, but yeah, these have been, and I think part of it is we've just gotten more comfortable with the setup. Not that it was bad at first, but it was, you know, we'd have delays and I couldn't figure out when you were going to talk, and it was just, you know, there was just an adjustment period. But now I think it's, you know, it's going pretty smooth. Shows seem to be flying by. I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Can't speak for everybody. All right. We are going to take a break. We come back. We've got another hour for you. And we'll just keep firing whatever we can come up with that you'll enjoy. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.